This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Afghan government representatives and Taliban insurgents today are formally ushering in the start of peace talks aimed at ending two decades of war in Afghanistan. Among those on hand for the ceremony in Doha, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who told the participants, "The choice of your political system is yours to make." He said after nearly 20 years of fighting, an endurable peace is possible. The actual talks are set to begin tomorrow. The head of Afghanistan's peace council, Abdullah Abdullah, said if the two sides join hands and honestly work for peace, the current ongoing misery in the country will end. Analysts caution the path to peace will not be easy. Among the top priorities for the two sides in Doha, reaching an immediate ceasefire and an agreement that upholds women's rights. Reuters reports that the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen early today attacked two targets in the capital, Sana'a, which is controlled by Houthi rebels. A Houthi spokesman is quoted as saying the coalition carried out 9 airstrikes on a military engineering camp and the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, and specifically targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders. No word on casualties. Bombings in Sana'a have been relatively rare since last September, when Saudi Arabia reached out for indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement. Prosecutors in Germany say they'll investigate the case of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny, who is being treated in Berlin for suspected poisoning, and offer the information to Moscow if Navalny agrees. The German government earlier had said it would not investigate the case because the alleged nerve agent poisoning took place in Russia. Moscow insists it has seen no evidence of that Navalny was the victim of foul play, and yesterday said it would ask to send investigators to Berlin. Alexei Navalny is Russian President Vladimir Putin's highest profile critic. He was flown to Germany last month after becoming violently ill while traveling from Siberia to Moscow. Navalny supporters call it a case of attempted murder. This is VOA News. Princess Leonor, the 14-year-old heir to the Spanish throne, has gone into quarantine after a classmate tested positive for COVID-19. 8 million Spanish children returned to classes last week, but some schools have closed in the wake of positive tests. Spain reported 4,700 new infections on Friday, pushing its total case count over 566,000. The country's death toll is closing in on 30,000. Here in the U.S., wildfires continue their deadly sweep through the western states of California, Oregon, and Washington. Millions of acres have been lost, and the death count is on the rise. Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says dozens of people are missing in her state. Tens of thousands have been evacuated from their homes. Hundreds of thousands of others have been told to be ready for evacuation. Though weather conditions are easing in Oregon, flames have been threatening areas near Portland and Oregon's capital of Salem. More than 1,500 square miles have been scorched. The biggest worry at this point, that two major fires in the state will merge, posing an even greater danger to Oregon's most populated region around the city of Portland. State officials say they are bracing for a mass casualty event. In California, there is a search for victims north of San Francisco, even as nearly 15,000 firefighters battle more than two dozen blazes across the northern part of the state. The deadliest has so far claimed at least 9 lives, but 19 are reported unaccounted for. Many of the places to be searched remain too hot for rescue teams to enter. And this is just the beginning of the fall fire season. More than 3 million acres have been affected in neighboring Washington. Governor Jay Inslee says flames in the last 5 days have made this his state's second worst fire season ever. India is reporting another record-setting day for new coronavirus infections, 97,570. Its caseload has grown to almost 4.7 million, with more than 77,000 lives lost. The spread of infections in India is faster than anywhere else in the world, as cases surge through urban and rural areas. The western state of Maharashtra has been particularly hard hit, with total confirmed cases breaching the 1 million mark late yesterday, making it the first state or province anywhere in the world to cross that grim milestone. All of this part of COVID's relentless assault on the world and its people. The numbers from the Johns Hopkins University running tally, nearly 28.5 million infections at a cost of more than 915,000 lives. The numbers here in the United States, almost 6.5 million cases and 193,000 fatalities. Thousands of people in Auckland, New Zealand today protested the government's latest lockdown and social distancing laws. They were reimposed last month after a small coronavirus outbreak. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.